Welcome to the 365 CEO podcast. I'm your host, Rachel. Today's episode is crucial for new CEOs and those in the pipeline for executive leadership. We're dissecting common errors that can trip up even the most promising leaders. Buckle up as we navigate through these challenges together and lay out strategies to avoid them. Let's begin our journey. Let's first grasp the weight of the CEO's mantle. It's a mix of triumph and trial, charting the course for your organization's future while being the anchor for your team's spirit. First up, mistakes are 1, not setting a clear vision, steering a company without a destination or map. It's a road to nowhere. As a CEO, your first compass point must be a vivid, compelling vision, one that rallies your team and plots a path to collective success. Mistake number 2, mismanaging communication. It's a delicate dance, sharing enough but not overwhelming, listening more than speaking. A CEO must be a maestro of messaging, ensuring transparency, fostering trust, and keeping the lines of dialogue open and active. Moving to mistake number 3, the delegation dilemma. The urge to captain every ship on your sea can be overwhelming, but remember, a CEO who hoards tasks sinks under their weight. Spot the talent in your ranks and pass the baton. It strengthens your team and frees you to soar at altitude, eyeing the broader horizon. Now, mistake number 4, ignoring culture. The heartbeat of your organization, the culture, is yours to cultivate. It's an ecosystem where every decision and every action seeds the future. Nurture a culture that's diverse, inclusive, and innovative. Mistake number 5, foregoing relationships. Relationships are the rigging that holds the ship together through high seas. Connect with your crew, bond with stakeholders, network with peers. These ties can become your most powerful sales. Mistake number 6, change resilience. In the business world, change is the only constant. A CEO who shuns change is like a tree that doesn't bend in the wind, prone to snapping. Embrace change, encourage adaptability, and let innovation be your North Star. Mistake number 7, overlooking self-care. To guide others, you must be at your best. Sacrificing your well-being on the altar of work can lead to burnout. Steer your own health with as much care as you do your company's. Balance is key. Mistake number 8, rushed decisions. Quick decisions can be rash decisions. Executive haste can lead to wasteful errors. Gather intelligence, seek counsel, then decide. The tortoise, often, not the hare, wins this race. Mistake number 9, stalling growth. As a CEO, you're a perpetual student of the business world. Complacency can dull your edge. Stay sharp by committing to never-ending learning and growth. And finally, mistake number 10, emotional intelligence. This is the rudder that steers your leadership. CEOs who neglect emotional intelligence find their ships can veer off course. Foster it within and watch as you inspire and steer your team to greatness. There we have it. The top 10 missteps for new CEOs to sidestep. Remember, each CEO's voyage is unique, but avoiding these pitfalls is universal. Keep these lessons close as you chart your executive journey. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Your feedback is what helps us grow and improve. Please share feedback with us via our website, social media, or by emailing info@the365ceo.com. Your insights are invaluable, and they could feature in our future episodes. I'm Rachel, signing off from the 365 CEO, your strategic advantage.